The light from within the darkness, so let's see.
Excerpt number 13 from Advantage of Light Out of Darkness, Rabash article concerning sins becomes merit. The matter of sins become attribute, we can understand, if a question comes to a person which is a great sin, and this doubt of his could cause him to fall to the klipa, God forbid, which is called questioning the origins. And if he repents out of fear, namely he strengthens himself and does not pay attention to that thought, then it turns to him into mistakes, meaning that he is not considered to him as a sin, but a mistake. Hence, it would be better if he did not have this thought at all. But now that he did have this thought, he has no choice except to strengthen himself with the work of heaven. This is also the prinat, the matter of repentance from love, which is accepting upon himself anew the work of the heaven out of love, because he receives the work with love. Namely, he is happy that the Creator gave him this strange thought by which he is able to keep this mitzvah. It is like a flame tied to a wick, meaning that the strange thoughts are called wicks, is called a wick, and he wants to introduce a faulty wick into his work, meaning that the strange thought allows him to understand that the work of the Creator is not done, and that is with his mind and reason. And when he receives this foreign thought, saying that he's not interested in making any excuses. Rather, everything that his reason tells him is right, except that he's following the path of faith, which is above reason. Hence, the flame of faith is tied together with the wick of this foreign thought. So it turns out that only now he can keep this commandment of faith properly. It follows that his doubts turned into merits, since otherwise he would not have been able to receive any merits from faith. This is called joy in sufferings. And even though he has suffering, because his foreign thoughts grieve him and bring gossip and evil tongue to his work, nevertheless, he's happy, because only in a time like this he's able to keep faith above reason. And this is called the joy of the mitzvah. Please.
Excerpt number 14 from Bala Sulam Shamati 204, The Purpose of the Work. During the preparation period, the whole work is in the nose. No, meaning negative. That is, in the know, as it is written, and they shall be afflicted in the land that is not. However, with matters of the tongue, which is considered me, one must first be awarded with the discernment of love. Yet, during the preparation, there is only work in the form of knows, by way of you shall not have. And by the profusion of knows, we come to the point of God of Chesed, mercy. But prior to that, there are many no's, which is another God, many no's. This is so because from lo lishma, not for her sake, one comes to lishma, for her sake. And since the sitra acha, other side, provides support, hence, even afterwards, when we work and extend Kedusha, sanctity, still when she takes the support, we fall from the degree, and then she takes all the abundance that they extended. Thus, the Sitra Acha has the power to dominate a person, so one is compelled to fulfill her wish. And he has no other choice but to raise himself to a higher degree. Then the sequence begins anew as before, with the 49 gates of Tum'ah, impurity. This means that one walks on the degrees of Kedusha, sanctity, until a person falls each time into a higher gate of Tum'ah, impurity, since God has made... I'm sorry, I jumped the line. Until the 49 gates. But there she has control to take all the vitality and bounty until a person falls each time into a higher gate of impurity, since God has made even one opposite the other. And when one comes into the 49th gate, one can no longer raise oneself until the Creator comes and redeems him. And then he has swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. This means that now one takes the bounty and vitality that the klipa, the shell, took from the 49 gates of Kedusha. This is the meaning of the looting of the sea. Yet it is impossible to be redeemed before the exile is felt. And when one walks on the 49, one feels the exile, and the Creator redeems on the 50th gate. And the only difference between Galut, exile, and Geula, redemption, is in the Aleph, which is Alufo, the champion of the world.